Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
In this morning's program, we wrap up our look at the coffee leaf rust disease. This as we continue our Farmer's Guidebook series, which has now brought us to Kingston and St. Andrew, which has coffee as one of its focus crops. I'm Camille Guthrie. Good morning.
Residents of Montego Bay, Mandeville, and Kingston, come on out and let your voice be heard as the Ministry of Transport, Works, and Housing hosts public consultations on Jamaica's draft National Habitat Report under the theme Housing and Sustainable Urban Development. Montego Bay, Monday, May 12th at the UWE Western Campus at 5 p.m. Mandeville, Wednesday, May 14th at the Mandeville Church Hall at 10 a.m. and Kingston, Friday, May 16th at the Jamaica Conference Center at 10 a.m. We want to hear from you as we chart a pathway to improve housing solutions and sustainable development. See you there.
The coffee leaf rust is a disease caused by the Himalaya vesatrix fungus. The coffee leaf rust is also one of the most devastating threats to the coffee industry worldwide. The disease thrives when the time is humid.
You normally have that condition prior to a dry period, like when you have May rains or September, October rains. At that time, we would want the farmers to be vigilant, and if you have to spray, you would use what we call a systemic fungicide. That one is one that go inside, something like Tilt.
Training manager at the Wallingford Coffee Company, Louis Campbell, speaking with coffee farmers in Westphalia in the Blue Mountains about the coffee leaf rust disease at a recent training session. The systemic fungicide is applied before the start of the rainy season.
Because you want the plant to absorb it. So if the spore come and try to germinate on the leaves, the spores would die. But if you miss that and you're dealing with having to control it, because when you use the systemic, you're trying to prevent it from coming. If you have to use contact, which is what we call the blue powder, Coside, Champion, or Sulcox, you have to ensure that the chemical come in contact with the spores. So you go to a man farm and see the top of the leaves, spray and everything, blue and pretty. But when you turn over the leaf, not one drop of the chemical is underneath the leaf. Hence, the disease is going to stay there and smile and reproduce and spread.
How is the coffee leaf rust spread?
It can spread by just the rainfall splash. The animals, the goat, dog, run up and down through the farm, and the lower limbs of it, and they move from one tree to the other. Them carrots and them skin. They walk in with a fertilizer bag and a spread fertilizer. They bounce on the leaf with it. It come on the bag. So there are many ways it can spread. And just the wind alone can carry it from one plant to another, from one farm to another. So as I tell everybody, you must be your brother's keeper. If your farm is abandoned when the crop done, and you know, go back there until next year and you go reap again, and your neighbor doing everything to keep his farm or her farm clean, your farm going to become breeding ground for insect and for fungus to go across and affect the other man. So everybody must be vigilant and make sure that everybody do the correct thing at the correct time.
Training manager at the Wallingford Coffee Company, Louis Campbell, speaking with coffee farmers in Westphalia in the Blue Mountains about the coffee leaf rust disease at a recent training session. The proverb for this morning is, "Now wait till drum beat before you grind your axe." Translation: do not wait until the drum beats before you grind your axe. This means that you are to be prepared for all eventualities. And that wraps up this morning's program. Join us again tomorrow when we'll turn our focus to coffee berry borer. I'm Camille Guthrie wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.